A fundraiser has begun for a family that was burned out of their home on Alexander Street, IMN Duncan, on September 21. Graydon Gamble, a friend and co-worker of Dylan Efford Nagy, who lived in the home with his family, has begun a GoFundMe page to help the family get back on their feet after the fire which destroyed much of their home. Mr. Efford Nagy is not only a dedicated team member at our regimental family, Canadian Scottish Regiment, but also a hard-working student striving to build a better future, Gamble said on the GoFundMe page. Thankfully, his family escaped unharmed, but he lost everything. We're raising funds to help Mr. Efford Nagy and family get back on their feet. The funding raised will cover temporary housing, replace essential belongings, and support him through this incredibly difficult time. Every dollar helps, and every share spreads hope. Gamble said that if you've ever been touched by someone's kindness, if you believe in lifting up those who work hard and never ask for much, please consider donating. Let's show Dylan that he's not alone, and that his community stands behind him, he said. Thank you for your support. The GoFundMe page can be found at https://www.gofundme.com/f/relief-fund-for-student-citizen-solidar. Officials from the Office of the Fire Commissioner and the RCMP are investigating to determine if there is any connection between two house fires, including Efford Nagy's house at 2505 Alexander Street and another at 1020 Vista Avenue, that occurred less than an hour apart early on the morning of September 21. North Cowichan Fire Chief Ron French said the fire at the house on Alexander Street might have started outside the home, but the cause is still under investigation. It's strange to have two structure fires take place in just under an hour apart, he said. That's why the fire commissioner and the RCMP are investigating to see if they are connected. North Cowichan, Duncan RCMP are asking for the public's help with information regarding the two fires, which they said in a press release are considered suspicious.